In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
This from Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Sources. Are you allowed to type sources without it being in all caps? I don't think so.
No.
Has to be
Doesn't
all
hit.
Caps.
Doesn't hit.
No. Sources! The Steelers are waiting to hear from the 49ers if a deal for Brandon Ayuk is going to happen. Several factors could be involved, and one of them is the 49ers would like a wide receiver to replace Brandon Ayuk, but the Steelers are not using any of their players as part of the trade. Is that anything new? Is
No.
that anything we didn't already know?
No, that's nothing new.
I'm not trying to cast aspersions at Dulac or anything like that, but that's kind of been where we have been. That Omar Khan and John Lynch are in the midst of a staring contest here, and neither one of these guys wants to blink. And if you're Omar Khan, you know that Brandon Ayuk only wants to come here. And if you are John Lynch, you know in your heart of hearts that Brandon Ayuk only wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. And so you're just waiting each other out.
Mm-hmm.
I said this yesterday. I asked this yesterday. If a Brandon Ayuk deal does come to be, and we think that it will, do you put it more on Tomlin, or do you give the credit more to Omar Khan? And I think there are reasonable people who can argue for either side here. And we kind of did yesterday. Both guys deserve credit. Ayuk wants to be here because of Tomlin. But, man, Omar Khan, we've criticized him for not having a plan to replace Deontay Johnson. If you land Brandon Ayuk, that is a plan coming to fruition. And if and when they do get Brandon Ayuk, I think we're all going to go, wow, that's all they had to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think both guys, but right now, Omar Khan doing a hell of a job just waiting out the San Francisco 49ers.
Right. I mean, but that is also a fine line too, because I feel like, and we said this yesterday very early into the show, that I think that there's going to be other teams that emerge that could be just as sexy as the Steelers. So, I mean, it's not as much as, hey, I could be as patient as long as possible and wait it out till the last minute. It is going to be a fine line. I think so. I think that there's going to be teams that emerge that Brandon Ayuk will be like, huh, I'd go there and probably be willing to give what the 49ers want. So Omar Khan's in a situation where it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to wait, but I also have to pull the trigger at some point. You don't think it's going to be something that's going to blow us out of the water of the give from
right.
the Steelers, right? But they want a receiver. So in my mind, I've been trying to manufacture, like, how could you make this happen and it would suffice what the 49ers want? Like, I don't think that they want Calvin Austin. I don't think they look at him as that receiver trade piece.
Right.
So you're going to have to get creative. So you're going to have to attach something to draft picks or a draft pick. I just don't know what that could be. I do believe, though, that they want a receiver back, but I do believe that they are okay with another position player that is a starter.
I agree with that. I think when you look at what Cleveland has to offer in Amari Cooper, it could just be specific to them.
Yeah.
That's the player Cleveland's willing to part with, and that does fill then backfill the position of need, and there's probably not a lot, if any, drop-off there apart from just not knowing the offense or having a camaraderie with the quarterback. When you think about New England, it's Justin Bourne, right?
Kendrick.
Mother freaking crap. Didn't I do that the other day, too?
Yeah, Jason Bourne, I think you're thinking of.
Why?
Matt Damon. Is it Matt Damon? No, not Matt Damon.
See, now you're doing it.
Is it Matt
Wrong
Damon?
Again.
Jason Bourne.
That's the new drop whenever I'm an idiot, by the way, is Zeiss just...
Wrong again.
Yeah. Chastising me for being wrong again. It hits a little bit better, I think, than the zap. And Bourne is a player that's not great, but has a track record of success in the NFL. Do the Steelers have one of those on their roster? The best argument would be Van Jefferson, but I think I'd rather have Kendrick Bourne than Van Jefferson. Not that it's really coming down to that anymore. And if you're the Steelers, you want Van Jefferson to be your three.
Yes.
You want to go into this season losing nothing and adding Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the 49ers, you are a Super Bowl favorite, and it looks bad when right before the season, you only subtract from the current roster and your only addition is draft picks. So I understand why they're not blinking. I understand why the Steelers aren't blinking. And I don't think the Steelers are going to wind up giving up a position player. I don't, because I don't think that they have to get it done, because the one guy who has all the say, Brandon Ayuk, ain't going to go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Now, you say there could be mystery teams. There could be teams that slide in at the end. There could be. I think I'd be surprised at this point, though, because I think we'd have read about that. I think there'd be reporting on that. I think at the very least, there'd be leakage from a San Francisco standpoint on that, to kind of try to light the fire under Omar Khan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Omar is perfectly content on waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And telling himself, maybe lying to himself, if we don't have Brandon Ayuk, we're going to run the ball and play defense. And if you don't want to trade him, fine, don't trade him. Here's a second round pick, here's a third round pick, your move, and we're just waiting. And one of the reasons I think that is because a quote that came out from Kyle Shanahan yesterday, this from KNBR, the flagship station of the 49ers out there in San Francisco. This is Kyle Shanahan, quote, "If it doesn't work out, you always try as hard as possible to get fair value, whether it's fair value for the future, fair value for now. You're always hoping for both. Brandon Ayuk's got to agree to that too. We're looking at every possibility."
Hmm. That's interesting that you bring up that quote, because I was just about to ask you a question if you would do something. And fair value for the future, fair value for right now, you hope to have both. So entertain me here. And would you entertain this? A second round pick in Roman Wilson. Because position that you want, receiver, he's a rookie. You're basically getting a third round pick from this year's draft, and you would have a second round pick. Would you do that?
I thought about that too. If Brandon Ayuk wanted to go to Cleveland, if he wanted to go to New England, if Washington were involved in the sweepstakes, a team that we do know he wants to go to, and the only way you could best the offers is giving up Roman Wilson, then yeah, I would do it. I still don't think you need to add anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just sit and you wait until they bow down to you, and I think eventually they will.
Really?
Because the latest reporting now from Mike Silver, who's been all over this from out west, is that Kyle Shanahan is totally fed up with the situation and totally fed up with specifically Brandon Ayuk. He's annoyed that Brandon Ayuk dabbed him up at practice. He doesn't want anything to do with the guy. And so your coach doesn't want anything to do with him. He doesn't want to go anyplace else, apart from Pittsburgh. I ain't offering Jack to push this thing over the finish line.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
I'm just hoping time pushes it over the finish line. Now, there is the other report out there, something that you said 2 days ago and something you brought up on the air yesterday, a third team. This from Diana Russini of The Athletic. The 49ers to this point haven't been satisfied with the Steelers' offers and would like a receiver in return for Ayuk as part of a trade, although they are open to players at other positions, league sources said, and it could be a third team that they're looking for to make this all work. So, to streamline it here, the Steelers give the Niners draft picks. The Niners use those draft picks to then go and acquire another wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Which also makes some sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you want to get it done.
Yeah. And it's just Omar Khan, man, not willing to budge.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't the first time we've seen this.
No.
Justin Fields wanted to be here early in the offseason, and Chicago had a higher ask. Like, that was reported a bunch, and Omar never gave in until Chicago got desperate. They knew they needed to move him, and then you wind up giving up, what, a sixth-round pick that turns into a fourth-round pick if he plays over 50% of the snaps. Omar's a patient man, and in this situation, I think, if you are tiering the levels of leverage, I think you go Brandon Ayuk, Pittsburgh Steelers, significant gap, 49ers.
Really?
I do.
Man.
I think there's nothing that they can really do here. You can demand Pat Freiermuth, you can demand George Pickens, you can demand Calvin Austin, you can demand the 90th guy on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not letting him play for you, and he ain't letting himself play for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could just fine him if you don't get something done.
You can, but it sounds like now it's become a situation that Kyle Shanahan just doesn't want to deal with anymore. Because I think you were resigned to the fact that you're not going to have the guy. So do you either not have him while having him, and he's this huge distraction, and it's something hanging over your head?
Or get something for him.
Or do you get something for him, and you just wash your hands of him, and you don't have to deal with it anymore? Because I still think the 49ers can win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk.
I agree.
And I think they think that too. But if it's going to be a pain in the ass, something that's getting asked of all these players all year long, I don't know that that holds them back from winning a Super Bowl, but I'm not sure that Kyle Shanahan agrees with me. He might think that this is something that's such a big pimple on the backside that you just need to get it done. That quote was so telling to me from Kyle Shanahan. Well, whether it's fair value for the future, fair value for now, you're always hoping for both. Because it sounds like, from everything else we're hearing, they don't want it to be about the future. They want it to be about the now. They want to get a player because they're trying to win the whole damn thing, and it's tough to justify to the fans, we're only going for the future. Well, now you've got the second probably principal decision maker here saying, well, whether it's something for the future. I think laying the groundwork to the fan base, that could be what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.